Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Aster Industries. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Sharma from Adfactors PR Investor Relations Team. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the earnings call for the quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2025. Before we begin, please note that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. The statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. On the call today, we have with us Mr. Arvind Singhania, Chairman and CEO, Mr. Vaibhav Jha, Deputy CEO, Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi, Executive Director, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Saurabh Agarwal, CFO. The management will take us through the operational and financial performance for the quarter and financial year gone by, following which we will open the forum for Q&A. I now request Mr. Arvind Singhania to take us through the company's performance. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amit, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I will briefly talk about the key business developments, post which Saurabh will walk you through our financial performance. We are pleased to report a strong performance across both our business segments this year. Revenue from our specialty polymers business segment saw strong growth of 72%, while the film segment recorded a healthy 15% increase. The specialty polymers SBU contributed significantly to the overall increase in consolidated EBITDA and delivered a remarkable 164% rise in EBIT. Now, let me delve briefly on the performance of each business segment. Starting with the polyester films business, we continue to witness sustained growth in demand, which has positively impacted the demand-supply scenario, leading to improvement in margin profile and overall profitability. Additionally, a larger portion of high-margin value-added films contributed significantly to improved financial performance. Our transformation from commodity to specialty films player is progressing well. We expect to achieve improvement in profitability through a better product mix and improved operational efficiency going forward. With the Plastic Waste Management Rules, PWMR, mandating a minimum 10% recycled content in flexible packaging laminates with effect from 1st April 2025, the demand for BOPET films is likely to get a boost with accelerated conversion from other substrates to polyester. To serve the growing demand emerging from PWMR, we are enhancing our rPET capacity by putting up a production line of 20,000 tons per annum in Hyderabad, which is expected to be operational by August 2025. Moving to wholly owned subsidiary, Aster Filmtech Limited, EFTL generated revenue of rupees 352 crores in value terms and 27,071 metric tons in volumetric tons, an increase of 25% and 6% respectively over FY24. The EBITDA for Q4 FY25 was adversely impacted due to the foreign exchange fluctuation of rupees 7.1 crores, the impact of the same for the full financial year being rupees 4 crores. However, on a year-on-year basis, the overall performance has improved with better margin profile on account of improved demand-supply scenario. We anticipate that continuous growth in demand, improving production efficiencies, higher operating leverage, and a favorable product mix will help us achieve better profitability going forward. Moving to specialty polymer segment. Specialty polymers witnessed strong year-on-year growth with 72% rise in revenue and 164% jump in EBIT. The growth was primarily owing to strong demand from our marquee products MB03 and innovative PBT. For the quarter, our overall volume of sales excluding rPET stood at 754 metric tons. On yearly basis, Volume excluding rPET stood at 3,165 metric tons compared to 2,339 metric tons achieved in FY24, higher by 35% on year-on-year basis. In terms of our key products, MB03 volume stood at 348 tons during Q4 FY25 as against 368 tons during Q4 FY24. Volume of sales of innovative PVT for Q4 FY25 stood at 374 metric tons as against 194 metric tons during Q4 FY24. Specialty polymers, as previously mentioned, are primarily produced for sales to overseas customers with a substantial share of its sales directed towards clients in the USA and China. The primary applications of these products are within the carpet and consumer electronics sectors. From a margin and profitability standpoint, the business remains largely protected due to minimal competition and the intellectual property safeguards associated with its key products. We are confident that the business will maintain its growth momentum in the coming years, supported by a promising product pipeline and human capital to pursue aggressive and focused R&D and marketing strategy for achieving growth in this segment. As far as rPET is concerned, the revenue from rPET during FY24 was only Rs. 2 crores, corresponding to volume of 157 metric tons. During FY25, sales in volumetric terms increased to 1486 metric tons, that is 1486 metric tons, and in value terms from Rs. 16 crores, a notable increase. rPET manufactured and sold by us is primarily used for rigid and flexible packaging applications. Ester manufactures benchmark-setting premium quality food-grade rPET. This makes Ester a preferred supplier of rPET for many large FMCGs and brand owners. With regards to our 50-50 joint venture with Loop Industries, Inc., we are pleased to report that the execution of our joint venture plans is advancing according to established timelines. We are diligently pursuing various activities related to implementation of the project. In conclusion, we are confident about the long-term prospects of both our businesses. While the improving demand-supply dynamics and favorable policy environment in films business are creating strong tailwinds, our emphasis on product innovation, efficiency, and sustainability is positioning us well for the future. We expect specialty polymers to sustain growth momentum and deliver consistent performance in years to come. That concludes my opening remarks. I now hand over the floor to Saurabh to walk you through our financial performance. Over to you, Saurabh.
Thank you and good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Quarter 4 Financial Year 25 earnings call. Let me quickly walk you through our financial performance, post which we can commence the Q&A session. I would like to start with the standalone financial performance. Total income for Quarter 4 FY25 stood at Rs. 261 crore, up by 19% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter was Rs. 36 crores, translating into EBITDA margin of 14%, a significant improvement compared to EBITDA margin of 4% earned in Quarter 4 FY24. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at Rs. 12 crore compared to a net loss of Rs. 9 crore incurred during Quarter 4 FY24. For the full year, the total income stood at 1,085 crore, achieving a growth of 23% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA surged to Rs. 134 crore from Rs. 23 crore in FY24, a significant increase by 485%, driven by improvement in performance of both film and specialty business. EBITDA margin expanded from 3% to 12%. Profit after tax stood at Rs. 41 crore, a strong turnaround from a loss of Rs. 43 crores in the previous year. Profit after tax margin stood at 4%. Coming to the subsidiary Ester Filmtech, the total income for the quarter was Rs. 78 crore. EBITDA earned during quarter 4 FY25 stood at Rs. 2 crore, which reflects a margin of 2%. EBITDA and profit would have been higher, but for an adverse foreign exchange fluctuation of Rs. 7 crore on account of foreign currency loan availed by the company. Exchange fluctuation is on account of reinstatement of foreign currency liability as on 31st March 2025. For the full year, the subsidiary's income stood at Rs. 352 crore as compared to Rs. 281 crore during FY24, which is a 25% increase on a YOY basis. Company could earn EBITDA of Rs. 31 crores as compared to a loss of 19 crores during FY24, translating into an EBITDA margin of 9%. Ester Filmtech recorded a lower loss of Rs. 26 crore compared to a loss of Rs. 78 crore incurred in FY24. On a consolidated basis, we delivered a strong performance for the quarter with total income at Rs. 321 crore,
reflecting a 15% year-on-year growth compared to rupees 280 crores in quarter 4 FY24. EBITDA increased sharply to rupees 39 crores from rupees 9 crores, registering a growth of 300%, while EBITDA margin expanded from 3% to 12%. Profit after tax turned positive at rupees 2 crore as compared to a loss of rupees 24 crore in quarter 4 FY24. For the full year, our performance has been in line with our expectations. We achieved a total income of rupees 1,298 crore, backed by strong revival across both the businesses. EBITDA surged to 164 crore, a remarkable increase from rupees 3 crores in FY24. This achievement is a reflection of the transformative progress we have made as an organization. EBITDA margin expanded significantly to 13%. Profit after tax earned during the year amounted to rupees 14 crore compared to a loss of 121 crore last year. This exceptional turnaround is driven by strategic clarity, relentless focus on increasing proportion of value-added products, and ramping up sales of specialty polymers. Both EIL and EFTL have been absolutely regular with repayment of term loans as per schedule. Basis the budgeted improvement in profitability coupled with free cash flow and bank balance in hand, we are absolutely confident of adhering to the repayment schedule. On the working capital front, both companies have adequate limits to sustain budgeted enhanced operations. Liquidity of EIL and EFTL as defined by current ratio stands at 1.71 and 1.68 respectively. On a consolidated basis, net debt was rupees 591 crore, which as a multiple of EBITDA stood at 3.61, a substantial improvement as compared to 31st March 2024. Financial year 25 has been a year marked by strong revival and margin expansion across businesses as we return to profits. The implementation of strategic initiatives translated into solid revival, both in operational and financial terms. Our progress in recycling, sustainability and value-added offerings positions us well for a long-term sustained growth. With a strong foundation in place, we remain confident of a better FY26 and beyond. That concludes our opening remarks. We can now commence the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
So thank you for a very detailed presentation, rather a revamped one, and that not only covers all the aspects, but we have also chosen the right set of colors and the background to have a better presentation. So kudos to the team for improved set of not only the numbers but also improved set of investor presentation. Hope we follow the modules going ahead. Sir, firstly, sir, when we look at in the presentation, we have mentioned about RPET part under the specialty polymer segment. So if you could just explain to us what would this its contribution going to be, how are the realizations? You did allude to it in your opening remark. So agar aap thoda aur vistrit jankari dein iske vishay mein.
Actually, the RPET is more going to be focused on supplying the polyester film with RPET content, with recycled content. So this will actually move to the film business slowly.
Okay, so that will be an arm's length transaction where we'll be booking the revenues on firstly on the polymer side, and then the same goes, the value addition goes to the film. That is how the sales will go pass through to the P&L.
So basically, RPET is right now a part of the specialty polymers business segment, and we are going to move it from a reporting point of view to the film business segment from next year onwards. So from a legal entity structure point of view, there is no arm's length transaction because it is a business unit of the company and the sales are made to third party, which is outside the company.
Okay. Sir, now coming to the point. Yeah, please. Bully.
The RPET that we are getting commission in Astra FilmTech, if that is required to be sold to Astra Industries, that will be at arm's length.
Yes, sir. Sir, when we look at our consolidated number, that is the performance of our Telangana unit, it was affected because of a non-cash item which was mentioned about 7 crore exchange fluctuation. Other than that, sir, what were the key factors on a Q-on-Q basis that led to lower profitability from the southern unit, HTF Limited?
Okay, so one of the main reasons was that there was a surge in imports from China and Thailand at predatory pricing, at very, very unremunerative pricing. And that is the reason we had to, there was a correction in the pricing in the domestic market for us as well. But we are taking adequate steps to protect our interest because these prices are unremunerative. They are dumping prices. They are dumping and therefore we are now moving to protect our interest in the domestic market, and we are moving the government to address the situation.
So could you throw for more light, how have the realization changed over a quarterly period? Because even on a standalone basis, there is a dip in the profitability. So if you could just give us how the per kg contribution moved from December to March quarter, and what are the current trends?
So in December quarter, the selling price of 12 micron commodity film was 117 rupees when talking of Astra Filmtech, which reduced to 110 rupees. The value addition dropped from 36 rupees a kg to 26 rupees a kg because of the reason which Mr. Singhania just now mentioned.
So there was a drop in value addition of 10 rupees, which is quite substantial. That is the main reason for the drop in profitability.
Okay. And what are the current trends, sir?
Current trend is slightly better. As we speak now, it is slightly better. Not back to December quarter numbers as yet.
But we still have 1.5 months of the quarter is still left with us.
Right, sir. And also on the utilization levels part, sir, I think so our southern unit have a utilization level closer to 60%, 57% as mentioned. So taking into account the steps and the current environment, what are we eyeing in terms of the utilization levels going ahead?
I think now we are seeing a far more balanced demand-supply scenario. And we expect the utilization levels to be at much, much higher levels that we have seen in FY25. I think FY26 will see a substantial improvement in capacity utilization. I think it will be in the 85% plus.
Last year, on a consolidated basis, the capacity utilization in film was close to 70%.
Yes, sir.
This year it will be 85% plus.
Okay, right, sir. And on the capex part, what are we? So we have closing balance for control level at 40 crore. So what are we going to spend for the current year, sir?
So we're not adding any capacity. No capacity expansion is taking place. We are only doing capex which is required for sustenance and maintenance and improvement in quality of the assets. So, of course, which includes about a 50 crore investment in RPET, which is going to be commissioned in August in Hyderabad. So, including that, our total capital outlay for this year is about 110 to 120 crores.
Okay, sir. 50 is towards the RPET and the balance amount?
The sustenance and maintenance capex.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, you alluded to some factors, although you have just given some clarification that margins have started to improve. But taking into account tariff introduction and the geopolitical were the reasons because of which there was a sudden dip in the margins, or because as per the capacity addition, we have not seen any major capacity addition in the BOPET segment. So what led to this sudden decline in margin, and what would happen in order to arrest this fall, and what should be the sustainable number as per your thought process on that?
I just told you that the reason for the fall in margin was because of this surge in imports from China at very, very low pricing. And that is the reason why we had to drop prices and margins fell. But going forward, this will be maintained at about 30 to 35 rupees value addition, gross value addition, going forward on a 12 micron plane basis. The geopolitical situation and the tariff war has not caused any major, and is not the reason for this problem. For us, we have not been hit by that, very marginally so, if at all. Very, very marginally so. So going forward, because of increased capacity utilization, which I just mentioned will be more than 85%, and even if the margins remain at the gross value addition remaining at 30-35%, 30-35 rupees, also with the impact of the increased value added sales, I think we are going to see much better numbers going forward.
Right, sir. I joined the queue for the follow up. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Saransh Gupta from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Please go ahead, Saransh.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. The first question was that can you give us some light on the JV, like how is it going ahead?
JV is progressing very well and we are moving as per the timelines. And, you know, we are moving toward, we just completed our feed engineering study. That was to reconfirm the CapEx estimates that we have made and and that has been reconfirmed by the engineering company that the estimates that we had made were in line, exactly, very much in line with what we had made. And now we are moving towards acquisition of land and so we are progressing very well and we hope to start in the second half of calendar year 27.
Okay, great, sir. And also, sir, how much capex investment will we be doing in FY26 for the same?
So the total that is a joint venture. It's a 50-50 joint venture between Ester Industries and Loop Industries of Canada. So the total capex outlay is expected at about $175 to $180 million.
With a debt equity of 70-30.
Yeah. So approximately both Ester and Loop will be investing about 250-255 crores as equity, both of us. Each 255 crores will be the investment from Ester and 255 crores will be the investment from Loop. In terms of equity, the balance will be debt which will be raised by the joint venture company which is called Ester Loop Infinite Technologies Private Limited.
Correct, sir. Understood. And sir, what are the current spreads going on like for the April and the May month?
May mein abhi hamari current pricing chal rahi hai in polyester film you're talking?
Yes, sir.
It is about 103 rupees for 12 micron plane.
Does that answer your question, Saransh?
Sorry, sir. Can you repeat? I guess I missed the amount.
Yeah, it is 103 rupees approximately for 12 micron plane.
Okay, sir, perfect. And sir, one last question that capacity that we are expanding for RPET will, like, is there any captive consumption for that or are we, like, selling it wholly?
No. The capacity expansion is meant for captive use largely because, you know, like I said, that plastic waste management rules have mandated a minimum 10% recycled content in the laminate and this will require us to supply our customers with polyester film containing recycled content. So largely it is targeted for self-use so that we can meet the customer's demand for polyester film with recycled content.
Okay, understood, sir. Sir, just two more questions that I have. Sir, what can be the peak revenue from specialty polymers that we are looking at?
Peak? In which, for what period are you talking?
FY26 and 27.
Well, if peak can be anything, but we are targeting a growth, CAGR growth of 25-30% in specialty polymer business year on year.
And we closed 25 with a turnover of about 170 crores in specialty polymer.
Okay, sir, understood. Sir, just one last question. That what was the import by China done in FY25, or if you can tell us about calendar year 24?
I wouldn't have that number, but I can tell you approximately. Don't hold me to it, but approximately, you know, about 40,000 tons of import took place in the last 6-7 months.
So Jan to March quarter, the imports would have been at least 24 to 25 KT.
And so does the same trend continue in month of April and May? Because you indicated that the value-added margin has declined by 10 rupees a kg in the last quarter. So for the April, May, or for the current quarter, does the trend remain same, or we have seen some sort of softness as well?
April, it was the trend was the same. May we have yet to see, because May numbers will only be known in middle of June.
But what we see is that, or what we anticipate is that now the tariff situation between China and US has eased up, so that should lower the pressure of Chinese suppliers in terms of dumping their material in India. So we are expecting a sustained trend of reduction in the import numbers going forward.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. So, in terms of, like, on a consolidated level, what are we expecting in terms of revenue growth for FY26, and what will be the key growth drivers there?
I think...
Yeah, we closed the financial year 25 with a consolidated turnover of about 1100 crores. We are expecting anything between 1450 to 1500 crores in FY25-26.
With what kind of EBITDA margins you think you can do?
So EBITDA margin should be in the range of about 13 to 16% for the company.
Okay, for FY26. And with regards to the key growth drivers, like, where is the demand the strongest?
There will be a growth in specialty polymer business. Like I said, we expect to grow by about 25% in specialty polymer. And
yes,
of course, because of better capacity utilization, up from 70% to more than 85%. So there will be a substantial jump in turnover because of polyester films. And on top of that, we are expecting a very healthy growth in our value-added and specialty film portfolio. So we closed the year with on a consolidated basis of 23% of our production was of specialty film, which we expect to grow to
27 to 28%.
So 27-28% in this year. So all these will contribute to the...
And this proportion of 27 is on a higher volume of total sales of film business.
Right, okay. And sorry, just a confirmation, what was the forex fluctuation you mentioned earlier, the amount for the whole year?
So the amount for the whole year was 4 crore rupees. This is basically on account of the foreign currency loan that we have taken in Esther Flimtech from OLB Bank Germany in euro denomination.
Okay, okay, got it. Yes, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Malhotra from CapGrow Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Just hold on. Hello, am I audible?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. First of all, congratulations to you on a very good set of numbers. I think the problem what we saw in quarter four, or I should say almost 18 months back, I think that is over, and that's showing in the numbers. But what is typically, you know, what we have seen over the last 30 years in the industry, we are going to see it again. Now, again, we are seeing that Polyplex has announced some time back almost a 560 crore expansion to put up a 50,000 ton polyester film plant. Jindal Poly has announced 700 crore extension program, a part of which again will be in polyester film. And overall, this nameplate capacity in polyester film is again going to go to almost 15 lakh tons per annum, and BOPP also a similar number if all the lines which are now being imported, as you know, they get installed over the next 2 years. So while we are, you know, again basically come up from a situation of a trough in the cycle, we are again seeing substantial capacity expansion within the country. And obviously, as you also alluded to, China dumping, you know, in the quarter. So how do you see really the market developing over the next 2 to 3 years, and where are we in the cycle, and two, how it will affect the margins, please? Thank you.
Okay. So first of all, please note that no more new capacity is coming up for the next 2 to 2.5 years. By the time the polyplex expansion will come, there will be a need for new capacity, because the demand growth in the domestic market is very, very healthy, and in our opinion, it is at around 10 to 12% per annum. So there will be a need for capacity. I don't think going forward that there will be a surge in capacity like what we saw in 23-24. That kind of surge is not going to take place again, and I think that will be the producers will be more prudent in their capacity expansion plans. So we don't expect this time around that it's going to create such a major problem. Number two, we are very confident. We are very, very confident that by the time the new capacities start coming in 3 to 4 years later, by that time our VAS portfolio would have been built to such an extent that it will mitigate to very largely to the cyclicality problem. So that our approach is very clear, and on top of that, our specialty polymer growth that we have planned out will further mitigate the problem of cyclicality. So first of all, we don't expect any major capacity expansion and create a glut like we saw in 2024. And on top of that, even if something like that were to happen, we will ensure that we build our specialty product portfolio to such an extent that it will not affect us.
So, Arvindji, when you say that, then do you see the margins inching up, you know, from here onwards still? That trend is going.
We see the margins inching up from here onwards. Definitely, one of the problems, like I said, has been the predatory pricing coming in from China, which we are addressing separately by approaching the government of India to take care of it.
So you feel that is momentary, sir, right?
Yeah, that is momentary. That is momentary, and capacity utilization bhi badhe. Dekhi, 70, abhi tak 70% pe chal rahi thi capacity utilization.
Ji sir.
Hamari 85-90% pe aayegi, even with the lower margin, the absolute numbers are going to be much better.
Haan, but if I go back to the last call, I am saying 1 year call in May 2024, then we were at 86% capacity utilization. If my notes which are taken are showing me correctly. So we saw that coming down, and now obviously, as you say, sir, it will go up. Okay, that's fine. I'll take you for that. My other question, just to probe further on this, is in terms of the margins. What were the peak margins you have seen in the cycle, number one? And two, how far are we away from that? And when do you think we will reach there?
देखिए पीक मार्जिन जो हमने 2021-22 में देखा और ओनली 23 दोस काइंड ऑफ मार्जिन्स लाइक 75-80 रुपी वैल्यू एडिशन आई डोंट थिंक वी आर गोइंग टू बी सीइंग दैट फॉर सम टाइम टू कम लेट्स बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट दोस आर क्रेजी हाई मार्जिन्स तो वो तो आई डोंट थिंक दैट विल इनफैक्ट दैट इज वन ऑफ द रीजन वाई वी सॉ सर्ज इन कैपेसिटी बिकॉज पीपल सॉ सच ट्रिमेंडस प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी यू नो सो आई डोंट थिंक वी गोइंग टू सी दोस काइंड ऑफ नंबर्स बट गोइंग फॉरवर्ड इफ यू आर एबल टू अचीव 40 रुपी वैल्यू एडिशन इज गोइंग टू बी फिनोमिनल नंबर फॉर अचीविंग वेरी मोर देन डिसेंट प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी नंबर्स फॉर द कंपनी एंड फॉर द इंडस्ट्री पर से.
So, abhi aapne jo bola last mein, you mentioned about 10 rupees. So, where are we basically in that cycle, sir? 40 rupees is the peak. Where are we at the moment?
Yeah, we are at about 30 rupees right now. And we are going to see, you know, this improving slightly over a period of time. But for us, please understand that we are differentiated from the from competition because we have a very high VAF portfolio, which is a specialty film portfolio, which is going to keep on increasing substantially. So that is going to be the differentiator for Aster versus the others.
There's one other news item which is floating. I don't want to confirm it, but I'm sure you will be aware that there has been fire at, you know, one of the competitors' plants, you know. So is that also kind of going to really affect the market, at least in the short term?
Yes, we have heard about it, and we believe that it's actually a very unfortunate incident that has taken place. It's what we hear from the media and from third-party sources, it's indeed very unfortunate what has happened, and our thoughts and prayers are with the management and staff and employees of that company. So beyond that,
I visited the plant a few years back, so I feel the same. But in terms of, you think it will have at least a short-term impact on the pricing in the market, right, sir?
Sir, we will not like to comment because we don't know directly. We have no direct knowledge. We are only the only knowledge we have is what we hear from the media and from third-party sources. So it is not possible for us, and we will not like to comment on what the impact is going to be. I think that will become clear over the next few days or weeks, and I think that will be known publicly to everybody.
Fair enough, sir. And one more question is which you already answered, but just trying to probe further, is on the tariffs part. So where do you see it's really going to settle, you know, and is it really going to affect us at all? Because we do still export, you know, a part of our production.
It's very difficult for us to predict where this tariff war will end and how it will be settled. I mean, that's something to be decided between the two governments, that is the government of the US and the government of India. So where it will settle and at what levels it will settle, it's very difficult for us to predict. But as of now, at that 10% level, the effect for us is very marginal, very, very marginal. And to be honest, we can only hope and pray that, a reasonable settlement is achieved between the two governments. So that we can come back to business as normal. In any case, for us, it is business as usual in any case right now. There is no impact.
Yeah, to add to what Arvindji was saying, just want to give you a couple of points for a perspective. Our current exposure to US in terms of our overall sales is 5 to 7%. And all of it that we are selling into US is specialty films. And that kind of gives us a moat in those markets and gives us some bit of pricing power in terms of being able to recover any adverse tariff impact. Well, we cannot recover the full tariff impact if it goes beyond 10%, but up to 10% we have been able to pass on all the pricing increase to the customer and protect our margins.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much and wish you all the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of B. Surendra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, congratulations for a good set of results.
Thank you.
Sir, have you decided about the location for the our new plant for this? It's the loop, it's the syntax.
Yeah, it will be in Gujarat. The plant will
Hello?
Be located in Gujarat. The plant will be located in Gujarat.
Location, city identified? No.
Yeah, the plant will be located in Gujarat.
Okay. Sir, just one more thing I want to ask you. Is there any, our any product that is sold in square meters?
No.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vidip Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good numbers. My question is basically, what will be our target for value-added products?
I just mentioned that, you know, we closed for films, for the film business, we closed FY25 with 23% of production. And in FY26, we are targeting anything between 27 to 30% value-added product sales.
Okay, and what is the current capacity for the mechanical recycling in addition to the upcoming CapEx? Mechanical recycling.
Yeah, so our current capacity is about 7,000 to 8,000 tons per year, and additional 20,000 tons is being added.
Understood. And basically, can I get your view on basically how the industry is panning out in India and globally? And basically, how are we positioning ourselves compared to our peers?
I don't understand. It's a very generic question. So can you please be more specific in your question?
I guess the main product that we have and basically what is the demand in terms of tonnage in India, and basically how much we are able to cater it and how much our peers are able to cater it, and are there any imports or eating our market share apart from the domestic players?
So the Indian domestic market is estimated at about 70 to 75,000 tons per month, which translates to about 850 to 900,000 tons per annum. The total installed capacity is about 110,000 tons per month, which translates to about 1.3 million tons per annum. The domestic demand is growing at a healthy 10 to 12% per annum. And globally, the growth is around 4 to 5% per
annum. And we export about 20,000, India exports about 20,000 tons per month, which is about 250,000 tons in a year.
Understood.
We expect to see a very a healthy improvement in capacity utilization in FY26.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Shah from Meteor Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So just one question I had. Can you give some revenue guidance for the specialty polymers and polyester film business, both SBUs, for the coming years?
We gave a guidance for FY26. And we consolidated the turnover will be in the region of about 1,500. How much is it?
1,500 crores
for FY26, out of which the specialty polymer is expected to grow by about 25%. We close this year at 175 crores. So add another 40 to 50 crores to specialty polymer business. So we should be at about 220, 230 crores in that ballpark for FY26.
Great. And for the coming years also, more or less will be the same range?
Yes, we are targeting and we are working towards achieving a 25% CAGR growth in specialty polymer.
Okay. No, because I just wanted to know for the next 5 years, how would you span out your business in this sector? That was the only understanding I wanted.
My answer answers that question.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sana, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you please elaborate on Aether Industries' long-term sustainability roadmap, or are there any specific targets for carbon footprint reduction?
Sorry, can you repeat the question again, please?
Could you elaborate on Aether Industries' long-term sustainability roadmap, or are there any specific targets for carbon footprint reduction?
Yes. So sustainability is at the forefront of our business plan and our objectives. So we are addressing it in many ways. As far as even our products go, we are working towards sustainable solutions for our customers. And on top of that, we are now venturing into renewable power for both our facilities. So hopefully by the first or second quarter of calendar year 26, both our plants should be using about 60 to 70% renewable power sources for the use of power, and we have a roadmap which we are preparing for continuous reduction in the carbon footprint, reduction in the carbon dioxide emissions.
Okay, and sir, one more question: has the company undertaken any third-party ESG assessment?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, or is there any plan to do so in coming years?
We will be doing that.
Okay, okay. And sir, one more question. I just wanted to ask, like, are there any newly marquee clients onboarded?
Sorry, new what?
New clients onboarded recently.
Customers, new customers.
Yes, sir, yes.
So, that is continuous work in progress, ma'am.
Okay, all right, sir, okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. So just for clarification, in FY25, on a consolidated basis, you did almost 1,300 crores, right, in revenue?
Yes.
Which was, I believe, a 20% growth over FY24?
Yes.
So now when you're guiding for 1,500 crores, that's roughly 15% growth. But you say your spec polymer business, you expect 25-30%. So the rest of business will not be growing as much? Is the sentiment weak over there?
So we closed the year at 1,298. And the turnover guidance that we have given of 1,500 crores, in that of the increase, only about 40 to 50 crores will come from specialty polymers, so that will come from film.
So you are taking equal proportion of both the products. It is not equal. It is 175 for a specialty polymer and balance is from film business. So there is a growth in both the businesses. In 20, specialty polymer, the growth is 25%.
This number you may take as a little bit of a conservative number, that guidance.
Yeah, because you mentioned that everything is looking really positive right now. Your utilization will be more, demand is strong. That's why I was just wondering why a weaker guidance compared to last year, this year what we've achieved, you know, against 20%. But okay, if you're saying it's on a conservative basis, then yeah. Okay. Got it now. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Arvind Singhania for the closing remarks.
I would like to thank all our stakeholders, partners and team members for their continued support. And thank you all for participating in this call. We remain committed to driving sustainable growth, delivering value and building on the momentum achieved in FY25, and we look forward to an even stronger FY26. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Esther Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.